Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 25th. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago, today, in 1964, the British rock band, the Rolling Stones, made its first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, captivating the audience with their dynamic performance. This significant moment marked the beginning of their immense popularity in the United States, paving the way for their enduring influence on the global music scene. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-waist-high swell on Friday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Saturday, anticipate similar knee-to-waist-high swell in the morning, building to occasional chest-high sets in the afternoon, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. Sunday will feature waist-high swell in the morning with occasional stomach-high sets, transitioning to chest-high sets in the afternoon, maintaining glassy morning conditions before becoming semi-choppy as winds shift onshore. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11, then fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the west swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a 3-foot low tide just before noon. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's patchy fog and feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 74 with a calm breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11, mostly cloudy conditions, and a low of 58. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Sunday, clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be around 75 degrees, then cooling to the mid-60s on Monday. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the 50s and a slight chance of rain. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in response to recent violence at Oceanside Harbor, including a stabbing and assaults with baseball bats, police patrols and security cameras have been enhanced. City Manager Jonathan Borrego announced potential measures like a curfew for beach fire rings and increased lighting in parking areas. Although public safety responsibilities shifted from the city's police department to the fire department's lifeguards 20 months ago, Borrego mentioned a decrease in crime reports. However, concerns remain about safety, with committee members expressing mixed feelings about these changes. A municipal service review by San Diego County's Local Agency Formation Commission is set for November 4th. Now on to sports. On Thursday Night Football in Los Angeles, the Rams, now at 3-4, triumphed over the Minnesota Vikings, who stand at 5-2, with a 30-20 win. Matthew Stafford dazzled with 4 touchdown passes, including 2 to DeMarcus Robinson. Despite Sam Darnold's valiant effort with 240 yards passing, the Vikings' defense faltered. The Rams capitalized, sealing their win with a controversial safety late in the game. Tonight, the Yankees face the Dodgers in Los Angeles for Game 1 of the World Series. Gerrit Cole takes on Jack Flaherty, and fans can expect a pleasant 71 degrees in L.A. The Dodgers are favored by 1.5 runs. Looking ahead to Saturday, the 12th-ranked Fighting Irish face the unbeaten Navy midshipmen at MetLife Stadium. Navy, sitting at 6-0, brings a dynamic offense averaging nearly 45 points per game. Notre Dame, favored by 12.5 points, looks to leverage their special teams prowess. Navy's quarterback, Blake Horvath, has amassed 900 yards passing, making this clash a must-watch. The over-under is set at 51.5 points, promising an exciting showdown. In local sports, last night, the Kings claimed a hard-fought victory over the San Jose Sharks. Warren Fogle was a standout, scoring twice, while Mikael Granlund netted a crucial power play goal, bringing the Kings to 4-2-2. Tomorrow afternoon, they face the Utah Hockey Club at the Crypto.com Arena. Tonight, the Trojans face the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at the Coliseum. Both teams are struggling, each on a 3-game losing streak, but USC is favored by 14 points. Meanwhile, the Lakers host the Phoenix Suns at Crypto.com. Both teams come in at 1-0, with the Lakers favored by 2.5 points. On Saturday, the 3-3 Aztecs are at home to face the 6-1 Washington State Cougars. Washington State is favored by 14.5, with the over-under set at 57.5. On Sunday, the Chargers at 3-3 host the 2-5 Saints. The Chargers are favored by 7 points. Both teams are coming off losses. In top news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has expanded a chicken and meat recall to include over 11 million pounds of ready-to-eat products due to potential listeria contamination. Bruce Pack, based in Durant, Oklahoma, recalled items produced from May 31st to October 8th. Retailers affected include Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's. Consumers are urged to discard specific items like Red's Southwestern Grilled Chicken Mini Burritos and El Monterey Chicken and Cheese Taquitos. Listeriosis poses serious health risks, particularly for older adults and pregnant women, necessitating immediate medical attention for flu-like symptoms. In business news, the Biden administration is launching a significant investigation into the state of competition in U.S. air travel. The U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, along with the U.S. Department of Transportation, announced a public inquiry seeking information on airline mergers, airport access, and ticket pricing strategies. Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor stated the aim is to identify barriers to competition, while Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg emphasized the need for affordable air service. A trade group for major U.S. airlines criticized the inquiry as politically driven, asserting the industry is more competitive than ever. Public comments will be accepted for 60 days. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $68,200. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 69 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. According to a recent United Nations report, current climate policies could lead to a global temperature increase of more than 3 degrees Celsius by the year 2100, which is more than double the limit agreed upon nearly a decade ago. The UN secretary stated, "We're teetering on a planetary tightrope, urging leaders to address the emissions gap to avoid a climate disaster." With emissions rising by 1.3% last year, nations will convene next month at the annual climate summit in Azerbaijan to discuss strategies for reducing greenhouse gas emissions significantly by 2030. And in entertainment news, despite fans hoping for a John Wick 5, it seems the saga has reached its conclusion, at least for now. Director Chad Stahelski stated, "There's no topping what we did," regarding John Wick Chapter 4. While a fifth installment was once in active development, any future story would need to be entirely different. Stahelski is collaborating with Lionsgate to expand the Wick universe through various projects, including the spinoff film, Ballerina, and an anime prequel. A new spinoff featuring Donnie Yen as Kane is also underway, promising exciting developments ahead. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball player, Kobe Bryant. And he said, "The most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.